This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Airbnb is fined for its dollar dilemma down under. Hello, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne, and a very good morning to you. Airbnb has been ordered to make a big payout in Australia for failing to make it clear that some of its bookings were listed in US dollars, not Australian dollars. Now, we're going to stick to US dollars on this one. It had to pay around 70,000 affected customers, an average of $155 each, and also pay a $10 million fine. Here's the BBC's Monica Miller.
Customers there between 2018 and 2021 were paying in dollars for their stays. However, it was unclear which dollars they were paying in, which was led to some confusion. And that is why Australia's Competition and Consumer Commission has fined them. And actually quite an eye-watering fine. Airbnb will have to pay $15 million in Australian dollars, not US, in penalties, as well as $15 million in Australia. Dollars in compensation. But what was happening was people were paying in U.S. dollars. And what the regulators were arguing is that these consumers were being charged more than they expected and were deprived of a chance to really make an informed decision about whether to make this booking based on that price.
So what has Airbnb said?
They have taken responsibility for this. They said when that matter was first detected, they changed it on their platform so that it would say U.S. dollars versus just a dollar sign in order to avoid confusion. But they are ensuring that their guest community will be able to book in confidence and know that those prices reflect the real price and the real currency that needs to be paid.
Monica Miller there. Now, let's do the numbers. Japan plans to cut its government bond sales, basically how much money it borrows, by 11.3%, down to $1 trillion. And the UK's inflation rate dropped to 3.9% in November, down from 4.6% in October. It's now putting pressure on the Bank of England to cut interest rates. After 74 years in the Tokyo Stock Exchange, the Japanese electronics company Toshiba has delisted to become a private company. A group led by Japan Industrial Partners made a $15 billion offer to take control of Toshiba earlier this year. Sujiro Takeshita, professor of the School of Management at the University of Shizuoka, said Toshiba had been the flagship of corporate Japan.
To see it basically delisted is a very grim reminder of the poor management that they displayed over the years. In case of Toshiba and in case of Olympus and many others, you know, their technology is fine, their product is wonderful, but it's the management that basically disrupts all the wonderful things that's been built. I would like to think that there would be a revamp that would be seen in the next 5 years or so. It's going to be difficult. There are over 20 companies that have basically reinvested into Toshiba, and they all have different aims. Some of them may be wanting to have a quick, you know, earnings revival. Some of them want to have a good, you know, synergism in their own business with Toshiba, et cetera, et cetera. So it would be difficult, but they would have to be relisted considering that they are the pillar of the Japanese technology.
Professor Sujiro Takeshita there. Bonbons and red and white candy canes dominate the holiday season in the US, but with rising prices, some confectionery companies aren't feeling quite as festive this year. The BBC's Erin Delmore reports.
When the holiday season rolls around, Dave Giambri's candy shop in Clementon, New Jersey, is bustling. customers come for the candy canes.
$38.05 altogether for you.
Dave's candy canes are made almost entirely of sugar, and all are made by hand. As we mold the sweet treats, Dave tells me that his main ingredient is now costing him more.
This year I did have a slight 4 to 5% increase on the final product. I want to say sugar went up maybe 15% from last year.
He's not the only one feeling the pinch. The cost of sugar is rising worldwide. And it's rising in the U.S., where protectionist policy props up domestic producers. The U.S. is the world's fifth largest sugar producer, with sugar cane grown in the south and sugar beets in the north. The U.S. is also a top consumer. To find out more about that, we went to the land of Mardi Gras and jazz bands. Why? Because Louisiana is also the home of sugarcane. We drove an hour and a half west of New Orleans to visit one farm.
My name is Patrick Frischerts. I'm a sugarcane farmer in Plaquemine, Louisiana.
We'll plant a whole stalk in the ground, and the following year we'll go through with a billet harvester, harvest that cane, goes into an 18-wheeler, goes to the mill, and the mill presses the juice out of that sugarcane, that stalk of sugarcane.
The mill is the middleman between the farm and the refinery. It's where the sugar cane starts to look like the sugar we keep in our kitchens. The Department of Agriculture protects domestic sugar production from foreign competition by taxing imports. A report by the Government Accountability Office in October found that the sugar program creates higher prices and that Americans pay around twice the world price for sugar. While the sugar farmers benefit, it's not like they don't have other problems.
Last year, we had a very good crop. The problem was input costs were, quite frankly, through the roof. Potassium, for example, $198 a ton went to $1,000 a ton. You have to apply that nutrient to the crop, so you have to take that hit. So the more, even though it could be a great crop with an average or even above average price for your commodity, you're still feeling the squeeze and there's almost no way to plan for it.
Back in New Jersey, Dave Giambri's sugar supply is waiting in bags to become one of his famous peppermint candy canes. He's one of the few still making them by hand.
Most of them are made overseas because of the price of sugar and labor. Not many more made in the States. It's a dying art, it really is.
As we watch customers put candy canes and chocolate goodies into their baskets, he tells me he thinks Americans are willing to pay up to satisfy their sweet tooths.
When prices go up, I just increase prices. Gas prices rise up, people still drive. They're still going to buy a candy cane for their tree, whether they pay 10 cents or a dollar for it. It's something that makes Americans feel good.
In Clementon, New Jersey, I'm Erin Delmore for Marketplace.
And I'm Leanna Byrne with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.